Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Before we get to the play-by-play call of the day, I want to at least straighten out the situation with Lamar Stevens and with Mike Watkins. They both put their names in for evaluation from the NBA's Undergraduate Advisory Committee. That's what they've done. Under the new rules adopted by the NCAA Board of Governors, college players are now allowed to be represented by agents. But the agent has to be certified by the NBA Players Association and by the NCAA. And they have to be certified by the NCAA as well. And they can get this evaluation. This can happen three different times in a player's career. Lamar's never done it. Mike has never done it. But you're allowed to do it up to three times in your college career. And the Board of Governors say college players are allowed to be represented by agents who are certified after any season, so long as they request an evaluation from the NBA Undergraduate Advisory Committee. When they return to school, though, that relationship has to end. Now, what are the agents permitted to do? They are permitted to pay for meals. They are permitted to pay for transportation for both the players and their families, and for meetings with pro teams. Players also can return to school after going undrafted without losing their eligibility, but only if they participate in the NBA Combine. So if you get invited to the Combine and you don't get drafted, you can go back to school. For the most part, though, it's usually by late May that players make up their mind. But only 65 players got invited to the Combine last year. Only 65. All right? And so everyone understands what Lamar and Mike have done. There is zero harm in it. Zero. It's now a question of two young men finding out from the NBA where they stand. That is the story, pure and simple. Now, you're going to have knuckleheads. And, you know, again, you're always going to have knuckleheads that don't get the rules, don't understand how things work, but they're the hot shot at the tailgate that knows everything. All right? They'll say, Lamar Stevens turned pro. Lamar Stevens did not turn pro. Lamar Stevens put his name in for evaluation. Tony Carr last year turned pro. He said right away, I'm leaving, I'm done. That's not this situation. This is, he put his name in for evaluation from the NBA Undergraduate Advisory Committee. Same thing with Mike Watkins. Taylor Battle did this in 2010. Taylor Battle did this 2010. Now, you weren't allowed to hire an agent back then. The rules were different. But you were allowed to put your name in for NBA draft evaluation. Taylor Battle did it. He did not go to the Combine, but he was evaluated and worked out by the Portland Trail Blazers, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Chicago Bulls. After hearing what they had to say, he returned to school. There are only 60 draft slots. So when you hear somebody say, oh, Lamar Stevens turned pro today. Lamar Stevens did not turn pro today. Lamar Stevens put his name in to be evaluated by the NBA Undergraduate Advisory Council.
No, this is the one time. This is one time where we need more than 280 characters that we see on Twitter. So, that's the thing. You just see one sentence declares for the NBA draft. You just, you know, need a little more breakdown as to what's happening.
I understand that, except you know what? There are a lot of people that don't know basketball. It really is that simple. There are a lot of people that don't know how the basketball system works.
Well, and you have a great acumen, and that's why we turn to you, and we're smarter thanks to you.
Well, I'm saying, though, but I think a lot of people really know how the NFL draft works. People really know how the NFL draft works. They're football fans. They get it. They know that there's a date you have to declare by. Most players usually do it post-game. After their bowl game, most players make that decision one way or the other. Then they go to the combine. They get workouts. Fans get it. The NBA is different, and college basketball is different. And this is not a big college basketball state. I get that. That's why you have to explain what they're doing. Now, Trey Jones of Duke announced he's going back for his sophomore season. Jalen Smith of Maryland announced he's going back for his sophomore season. Romeo Langford from Indiana is gone. Carson Edwards has declared, although I don't know if he's declared just to go to the combine for a second year or not. Edwards was in the combine last year. But you never know with these things. I'll give you a great example. Kevin Huerter. Kevin Huerter was really a terrific perimeter player for Maryland for a couple of years. And Kevin Huerter and Bruno Fernando both put their names into the NBA draft for evaluation last year. Now, as I sat here a year ago, my first thought was, well, Bruno Fernando, I mean, they're going to love him. He's gone. Okay. Kevin Huerter. Well, you know what I mean? Maybe down the road in life, Huerter will play in the NBA. Okay. Well, it turned out that Fernando got banged up a bit and decided to return to Maryland. Huerter knocked it out of the park at the combine in Chicago. And he ended up keeping his name in and being a first-round pick. So, you know, again, you have to see how it plays out. But Lamar Stevens did not turn pro today. Lamar Stevens put his name into the NBA Undergraduate Advisory Committee list. That's all he did. And as you know, since the day after the season on this show, I have said, and my exact quote was, they don't come to the announcer for advice. He said, but if Lamar were to ask me, and I've probably said this on the show a half dozen times in the last month, that if Lamar were to have come to me and said, you know, what would you advise me to do? I'd say, hey, man, put your name in. Find out what they think. Find out if you like what you hear or find out what you need to work on, but you should put your name in. I've been saying that. I said that a half dozen times in the last 4 weeks. That's exact. That what he has done today is what I've been saying the entire time he should do. Same thing with Mike. I think the same thing with Mike. Mike can get an evaluation as well, Mike Watkins. But they didn't turn pro today. They put their name in for evaluation. Okay, people understand in our area how the NFL draft works. It's actually far more straightforward. There is not a heavy clue as to how the NBA system works. Hey, he's turning pro. It's slow down, okay? Yeah, turn over the ribs on the barbecue. We'll be back to tailgate in a moment.
Yeah, I'd mean ribs.
All right.
So, but I'll take the team. I'll take the team angle on this. Let's say Lamar Stevens goes. Just looking at a team angle out of this. You have two great scorers for the Nittany Lions the past 2 years. I mean, if Lamar were to go and not return to the Nittany Lions, how would the team then go from here to supplement that offensive output?
Well, you'd have to go with a grad transfer or some sort of transfer, and you'd also lean heavily on Seth Lundy, who's coming in. I mean, because Lundy would probably play that spot. But let's just see how this goes. Let's see how the next, what's today, April the 9th? Let's see how the next 6 weeks go. Lamar is still in school. Lamar is going to class. I mean, so Lamar is keeping himself on track. Lamar is, you know, he's going to class every day. Yeah, it turns out, what really works out for Lamar is the Penn State calendar this year. Because we are, let's say the 9th. Classes end in 16 days, 17 days here at Penn State. And then there's finals week. The finals week starts April 27th. Finals are over May 3rd. See, the calendar works in Lamar's favor and in Mike Watkins' favor. We're going to class and keeping yourself on track for your degree. You're in great shape there, because then in the month of May, when you're not in class, there are no school responsibilities, and you don't have any until June, I guess June 30th would be the, I'm trying to think, 27, I think June 30, I think, is when the second six-week session starts. So you wouldn't have responsibilities. And Lamar, by the way, last year stayed at Penn State for the first six-week session last year. Even though Pat told him to take some time off, he wanted to work on his game. Well, classes end in 17 days, then finals after that. Lamar could be done with finals by April 30th, May 1st. He could be done with that. Same thing with Mike. He could be done with his finals and everything by May 1st as well. That gives them the month of May. It gives them three weeks, almost 4 weeks, to really find out where they stand with all this. And then they can make up their mind before the month is out as to whether to keep the name in, go through the draft process. If you don't get picked, you can go back to school. Or maybe you do get picked. Or you can just look around and say, you know what? I heard enough. I'm going back to school. And you withdraw your name from the draft. That's what the process is. And you know what? As you know, as I've said several times in the show, I have strongly encouraged this move to be made by Lamar, and it turns out by Mike Watkins as well. There's nothing wrong with it. Zero. Both young men should find out exactly where they stand. What's the best way to do it? This is the way to do it. So what he's doing is, he's dipping his toe into the water, and he's going to find out whether he should dive in or not, or pull the toe out of the water and come back here and dive back into the Penn State basketball pool. All right, let's get to our play-by-play call of the day. Virginia wins the national championship.
Here's Hunter shooting a three over the zone in the right corner. Splash it home! That got a fist pump from Tony Bennett, and it gets Virginia back on top. 75-73, 2 minutes to go in overtime.
How big is DeAndre Hunter been? My goodness.
Monstrous. 27 tonight for Hunter. 6 seconds to go. Mooney up the floor. Three on the left wing. That is no good. Rebound pulled down by DeAndre Hunter. And they're going to dribble it out. From ruin to redemption, the Virginia Cavaliers are the 2019 NCAA National Champions. 85-77, Virginia wins its first men's basketball championship. 85-77 in overtime. The Cavaliers cap a remarkable season and a remarkable return from the ultimate upset at the end of last year.
Kevin Kugler with the call on Westwood 1. And people have to realize Virginia was the number one overall seed in last year's tournament. So this has been and we all know what happened with UMBC. Several of those players played in the Jordan Center against Penn State this year, right before the Citrus Bowl. And they went as the number one overall seed last year, and they lost. Well, this year, with a lot of that same core group, now they added in Clark, obviously. He's a good-looking player. But they've been able to keep that group together. Now, DeAndre Hunter, as I said going into yesterday's game, I said, look, there are two legit first-round picks on the floor in the game tonight. Jared Culver of Texas Tech, and DeAndre Hunter of Virginia. I think people forget. Guess who didn't play against UMBC last year because he was hurt? DeAndre Hunter. Sometimes it is forgotten when your best player isn't there, what your best player means. And in the second half, he was the best player on the floor last night. It's like in the second half of the game against Auburn, he was at times, not always, but at times the best player on the floor against Auburn in the semifinal. Hunter will go pro, I expect, and I would expect Hunter to be a top 10 pick. I would expect Culver to go pro, and he'll probably be a first-round pick. Maybe not a lottery pick, but a first-round pick. But as we told you earlier, Lamar Stevens has entered his name in. As you know, I've said since the Big Ten tournament that he should do this, and I would have strongly encouraged it. I'll tell you right now, Patrick Chambers, I'm sure, strongly encouraged it. You know, any coach worth his salt, especially in a system where you can return, where football's different in that once you make, you know, you can pull your name out, but the period of time to pull your name out of the draft is really short. Normally it is it's a week after the national championship game. So a college football player does not have a lot of real time. I mean, I guess from the end of the regular season, you can think about it. But once you put your name in, you can pull your name out, but you don't have a lot of time to pull your name out either. With basketball, it's a little different. You can get the agent to help you out. You can get them to set up workouts. They've made it far more realistic, and they've also give you more time. It used to be the NBA system that you could put your name in, test it, but the drop-dead date to pull your name out was earlier, like May 16, something like that. It was earlier. Now they've pushed it back a couple of weeks. They give you more time. I think it opens the door to potentially, as long as you're a good listener. And you have to be a good listener if you're a player. You have to be a good listener. And this is what I talked about yesterday on the show. That I think one of the greater faults that I see today in players, a lot of them surrounded by entourage, is they don't believe the evaluations they get from the evaluators. Okay? In the NBA, they don't look at you and say, "We want to recruit you to the Milwaukee Bucks. Come to Milwaukee. We'll make you happy. Pick the Bucks." Okay, this isn't college recruiting. This is the pros. All right? If they think you can play, they will tell you you can play. If they don't think you're ready to play at this level yet, they will tell you you're not ready to play at this level yet. Was each team in the NBA have, what, 13 guys, 14 guys? 14 guys in the NBA times 3 is 420 players. That's foreign players, veterans, rookies. 420. That's it. They have 420. Do they think you're one of the 420 guys? Now, remember, among those 420 guys are all the veterans. Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, I mean, all the all-stars. They count among the 420. You got a guy like Tim Frazier, who's brilliantly done a great job of making himself a journeyman in this league. Mike Muscala. Mike Muscala has made great money in this league, hopping from one stopping point to the other. Same thing with Tim Frazier. They're both active players in the NBA right now because they've done a lot of great things to keep their careers alive. There are only 60 draft spots for the NBA. 60. The 60 includes underclassmen like Zion Williamson. It includes guys who played a couple of years in college basketball, Carson Edwards. DeAndre Hunter's a sophomore. P.J. Washington's a sophomore. Barrett's a freshman. Reddish is a freshman. Trey Jones said today he's going back. You know, I expect Bruno Fernando. To at least put his name in. You're allowed to do it three times. And then there are the foreign players. I mean, players that, outside of Fran Fraschilla, most people have never heard of. And believe me, I'm one of those people. There's several players that are playing in Europe or Australia or in Asia right now I haven't heard of. And Fran is usually my outlet to give me better information. Well, that's what Lamar Stevens and Mike Watkins are doing. They're getting better information on where they stand, and that's exactly what they should be doing. I think it would be wrong if they didn't. Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. When a college player puts their name in for NBA evaluation, if they do it the right way, they leave all their options open. All right, so here's how you do it where you lose your options. Number one, if a player enters the NBA draft without requesting an evaluation from the advisory committee, you're done. Well, Lamar and Mike both requested that, so that's off the table. The player would have to agree in writing or orally to be represented by an individual that is not NBA certified. Or, I'm sorry, NCAA certified. I think I said NBA. And he's going with somebody who's certified. They accept any benefits from the individual other than the NCAA certified agent. They accept any benefits from the NCAA certified agent that are not expressly permitted by the NCAA. He participates in a tryout with an NBA team that lasts longer than 48 hours, with the exception of the NBA Draft Combine or the G League Elite Camp. And the G League Elite Camp is in conjunction, by the way, with the Combine. Okay. And you can do it, you can stay longer if you finance it yourself personally. You can't miss a class to participate in a tryout, including travel to and from the tryout, except for the NBA Draft Combine or the G League Elite Camp. Again, as I pointed out, that is no issue with Mike Watkins or with Lamar Stevens. Classes end here on Friday, April 25th. And finals start April 27th and end on May 3rd. That will not be an issue here. And Mike and Lamar are both going to class. So that's not an issue. You enter the NBA draft and you do not take the appropriate steps to withdraw and declare your intention to resume intercollegiate participation. At that point, bad. You're done. You enter the NBA draft, and you're drafted by a professional team. You cannot go back to school if you do that. You are allowed to go through the process, not get drafted, and resume. Let me give you the key dates so you know how this works. Once your season is over, you can put into the NBA Undergraduate Advisory Committee evaluation. You have to have it done by Thursday. You have to have it done by Thursday. So, in other words, Lamar and Mike had to declare by midnight or just before midnight on Thursday, April 11th. All right? That's why the timing of it is now. So you know. Trying to help everybody along as to how this actually works. So that if you're wondering why now, well, to be honest with you, they only had a little bit more than 48 hours to go before it came and went. So that was the deadline to request the evaluation from the Undergraduate Advisory Committee. For seniors, and this doesn't affect either Mike or Lamar, but the Portsmouth Invitational, a.k.a. the Pit, will begin next week. That's usually an important one to go to if you're a senior basketball player, is to get to the Pit. You still have to fill out an evaluation. You have to declare, but you have to fill out the application by April 21st. On April 22nd, NBA teams can begin conducting or attending workouts with early entry players. Now, NBA team can't do that before April 22nd. They're allowed to go to May 29th on evaluations. If you're wondering, when is the NBA Draft Combine and G League Elite Camp invitation? Those are sent out between April 26th and May 3rd. Now, that's when they send them out. So when's the G League Elite Camp? Well, it's in Chicago, and it's going to be May 12th to the 14th. So May 12th to the 14th is the G League Elite Camp. The NBA Combine is also in Chicago. It'll be May 14th to the 19th. Now, the NCAA post-combine withdrawal is deadline is May 29th. And the NBA draft itself is June 20th. So if you're wondering how all this works, I hope I gave you all the dates here that help you out in terms of how this works. Because you're going to have somebody come up to you going, oh, Lamar Stevens declared for the draft. He did not declare for the draft. Okay? Tony Carr last year declared for the draft. In fact, I said the same thing about Tony Carr last year. Remember this, Sean? Last year, what did I say about Tony Carr? He should put his name in and get evaluated.
Knowledge is power. You know, just find out as much information you can from very reliable people that can steer you in the right direction.
But Tony Carr didn't do that.
Right.
Tony Carr went...
Jumped right in.
Hired an agent. And you know what? To be honest with you, you know, his father was a big, big push on that. I get it. In the end, was I surprised by it? No. But Lamar has been going to class. Lamar was in class today. Mike Watkins was in class today. They're not, you know, they're going to classes. It is just a smart thing to do. And schedule-wise, it works out very well. For the Penn Staters, because this you notice how the calendar works out? Calendar works out really, really well. And they should find out. They should find out, A, whether they're NBA worthy, B, whether they should keep the name in the draft, or better yet for Penn State. They find out what they need to work on. They go back to Penn State, and each one of them uses the knowledge, as you pointed out, uses the knowledge to the benefit of themselves and the team. As I've said several times over the past 4 weeks, that if anybody ever came to me, and they would never, then let's not pretend. I'm just saying the hypothetical. If they ever came to me hypothetically and said, hey, what would you advise me to do? I'd have told them to do exactly what they did today. Put your name in. Find out what the deal is. Find out, you know, how close you are. Find out whether you're over, you know, whether you're in or not. Find out what you need to work on. Find out what is the harm in doing it. This is all part of the college system today. Some guys make up their mind right away. They don't want to do it. Trey Jones of Duke today said he's going to come back for a sophomore year. All right. Jalen Smith. You know, many thought he was going to be, when I did the game at College Park on December 1st, several people at Maryland were coming up to me saying, yeah, we think he's only going to be here a year. A lot of people think he's a lottery pick somewhere. I'm like, okay. Lamar kind of ate him up that day. I was like, okay, well, I think he's a lottery pick, huh? Well, to Jalen Smith's credit, he's already decided he's going back to Maryland. He knows he needs to play his sophomore year in college. You're allowed three of these evaluations. You know, be smart about it. Lamar's never gone through the evaluation period. He should. Mike Watkins has never gone through the evaluation period. He should. I think that's just being intelligent. That's why I've kind of wondered. I've wished if there's a. It's so difficult with the timing. With football, but with underclassmen, and I've talked about this before, but you have the early signing period, the late signing period, and in the middle of your early period and your late signing period, you have players making decisions on the draft. I wish there was some sort of underclassmen combine. And I've mentioned the Senior Bowl a couple times to give these guys a better evaluation. Say this about me. Guys that believe me, there are a lot of bad decisions made by basketball players, despite all this. But they have better tools at their disposal in college basketball to at least, you would think, make a better, more informed decision and a better timetable to do it, as opposed to college football, where I think the timetable really stinks for these guys. College football is so tight. With the timetable to make the decision to turn pro or not, I feel like college basketball has a far... And part of it is calendar related. Most of the recruiting is done in the early signing period. Late signing period starts, I want to say Wednesday this week, I think it starts. But you got weeks and weeks, and you have transfers and things like that are going to happen. But I just think the college basketball system provides the athlete with more time. It doesn't mean they end up making better decisions. There's several players where I've heard that I'm going to keep my name in the draft. And you're sitting there like, what, you want to languish in the G League? Really? You want to languish in the G League? Now, for somebody like Shep Garner, look, the G League is an awesome option. Shep Garner did not expect to be drafted last year. So he goes to the G League. He's playing for Grand Rapids. And that's fine. He did not expect to be drafted. He didn't leave early. He played his senior year, the whole deal. All right. There are also a couple other things maybe when it comes to workouts and tryouts. Can a student-athlete's coach assist with the logistical issues associated with an on-campus or off-campus workout? Yes, they can. Can a professional team pay for a student-athlete's private tryout with a team? Yes. In fact, in addition to being able to participate in the draft combine or the G League Elite Camp in May, student athlete can participate in a tryout with a professional team, provided he doesn't miss class. And again, I've talked about the Penn State calendar. It couldn't work out any better. Can an NCAA certified agent pay for a student athlete's tryout with a professional team? Yes. Can any other individual pay for a student athlete's tryout with a professional team? No. Can any individual pay for training and preparation for a student athlete's tryout with a professional team? No. Can a student athlete pay his own tryouts? Absolutely. And if the student athlete pays for it, by the way, they can take it beyond 48 hours. May an agent or a booster play a role in securing a loan? N-O. No. It's also going to be important for Lamar and Mike as they go through this to make sure that they keep in constant touch with Patrick Chambers and Matt Stolberg, who happens to be the compliance coordinator. That way they know where they're going, why they're going, what they're doing. That's really important to do. No offense, I don't understand why you'd want to go to the NBA G League Elite Camp. Unless you're trying to pick up information. Aspiring to be in the G League, with all due respect to the Maine Red Lobsters, should not be your goal. Okay, what draft evaluation do you get? We'll tell you about that in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. All right, great to have you with us. If you're wondering why Lamar Stevens and Mike Watkins declared today, they had until Thursday to do it, April the 11th. That's why this week was an important time. The last day to withdraw your name from the draft is May 29th. That's a Wednesday. The NBA Undergraduate Advisory Committee, which is made up of NBA executives, will give players the following. There are five options on the draft grade. Here are the five options they receive. Okay? The five options they'll get, and what will happen is the feedback will be provided in writing, and then it's delivered to the student athlete and the head coach both on an email. They both will get it. And the feedback is A, drafted in the lottery, thus picks 1 through 14. The second option is you're drafted in the first round but outside the lottery, picks 15 to 30. The third option is drafted in the first half of the second round, 31 to 45. D, drafted in the second round, picks 46 to 60. Or E, not drafted. That will be the five options that you'll get. And you go from there. And you're going to get it quickly, especially after the NBA combine's over. They'll be giving out that as quickly as possible. Because the combine in Chicago is over on May 17th, and then 12 days later is the deadline to say yes or no to stay in. So you'll get that evaluation, take a look at it, and go from there. But you're going to be talking to these people as time goes, too. going to tell you, look, okay, we like this, we like that. Well, this has got to be better, that's got to be better. That doesn't translate, this translates. They'll tell you. Some of the best talent evaluators in the world, you might as well find out what they think. But that's how it works. I hope we were able to answer a lot of questions here because, as I mentioned earlier, they turn pro. No, they didn't turn pro. Okay? They may turn pro, but as of today, they're still very much a part of Penn State. They're just going to get evaluated. In the end, do I expect Lamar Stevens playing for Penn State next season? My gut feeling right now, without seeing any workouts, would be yes. I wish the NFL had a better system. I think this is a better system, but time allows it to be a better system. Well, Mike Lang's going to miss game one tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, he had an adverse reaction to medication that he was taking for pneumonia. Yeah. It turns out he was in the hospital last week. No timetable as to when he'll be back, but he'll miss tomorrow. Josh Getzoff will take over more play-by-play before Mike comes back.
And Chris Mullen resigned as the head coach of St. John's. I'm not surprised about that. I'll be honest with you. There have been a lot of guys that have been former NBA players like Eddie Jordan and Chris Mullen. I'm not so sure when they took their head coaching jobs, they realized the massive time commitment that's needed to do a college coaching job.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.